Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a free resource from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Joshua 24 verses 1 to 3 and Matthew 25 verses 1 to 13. These are very different readings from very different moments in biblical history, yet both ask a surprisingly similar question: what enables faith to last? Joshua is approaching the end of his long life. He's led the people for decades and now gathers Israel's leaders together. He knows that his leadership is ending, and he wants to leave them with a message that matters. His challenge is about allegiance. Later in the chapter come the famous words, "Choose this day whom you will serve." That question may sound remote from our world. Most of us are not tempted to worship ancient Canaanite gods, but we still give our allegiance to things, money, status, possessions, political power, reputation, and success can quietly begin to tell us who we are and what makes life worthwhile. Joshua's question remains unsettlingly current: what really shapes our lives? The image that has stayed with me comes from Matthew's Gospel. 10 young women waiting through the night with their lamps. There is one small sentence in the parable that changes everything: the bridegroom was delayed. Matthew was writing 50 years after the death of Jesus. Early Christians had expected God's reign to be fulfilled quickly, but the years passed, Rome still ruled, people still suffered. Jerusalem had been destroyed. Many of the first followers of Jesus had died. The night was lasting much longer than expected. And that makes this parable less about predicting when Jesus might return, and much more about a question many of us understand very well: how do we remain faithful when change takes longer than we hoped? One thing preachers may want to notice is that all 10 bridesmaids fall asleep. The wise ones are not wise because they somehow stay permanently alert. They sleep too. What distinguishes them is that they have brought enough oil for the long wait. That shifts the question: what's the oil that keeps faith burning? Matthew never gives us a neat definition, but the rest of chapter 25 offers a strong clue. Soon afterwards, Jesus speaks about feeding the hungry, welcoming the stranger, caring for the vulnerable, and visiting the imprisoned. The oil is the accumulated practice of mercy, justice, compassion, generosity, and love. Hope needs replenishing. Compassion needs replenishing. Courage needs replenishing. We can't simply fill our lamps once and assume they'll burn forever. That speaks powerfully to churches today. Congregations change. Institutions grow smaller. The future can feel uncertain. Meanwhile, the world confronts us with climate change, inequality, conflict, housing pressures, and social fragmentation. It's easy to become weary. But Jesus doesn't ask any one of us to illuminate the whole world by ourselves. He asks us to keep our lamp burning. For worship leaders, this opens up some strong visual possibilities. You might use an oil lamp, candle, or lantern as a central image through the service. You could invite people to name what replenishes their own hope: prayer, music, silence, friendship, walking, gardening, sharing food, and serving others might all become forms of spiritual oil. The sermon also connects this with the Maori concept of ahika, the fires kept burning as a sign of continuing presence, relationship, and responsibility for a place. That gives us a beautiful image for faith across generations. We inherit a flame from those who came before us, but faith can't simply be stored in buildings, hymn books, constitutions, or memories. Each generation must decide how to tend the fire. There's also an uncomfortable edge to Matthew's story. The door is eventually shut. But it matters that the bridesmaids themselves aren't the gatekeepers. They don't decide who belongs. And later, in the same chapter, Jesus says, "I was a stranger, and you welcomed me." The church's calling is therefore not to become God's border control agency. It's to practice the welcome, compassion, and justice that reveal God's love. However you shape worship this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation ask not simply, "What do we believe?" but "What keeps our faith alive?" and "What are we choosing to serve?" The night may be long. Change may be slow. The future may be uncertain. But love is still possible. Justice is still possible. Compassion is still possible. So tend the flame. Carry some oil. Choose again whom you will serve. And keep the light burning. The full worship at hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nga mihi.